Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I am a realtor in Cajun country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to bring massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents to find out how they've been able to achieve massive success in their business. My guest today is Brooke Pashier from East Michigan, and Brooke is a real estate coach, and she has a great experience of being a top agent for over 15 years in her market, and she wanted to jump on the podcast to share some love with you guys. So I'm so excited to welcome Brooke to the podcast. Brooke, how are you?
Hi, Jamie. I am great. Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure. I am actually from West Michigan.
West Michigan.
Anybody,
I love it.
If any of my agents or anyone in my market is listening, they will be like East Michigan. So I just want to make sure. No, we are totally good, but there is a difference between West Michigan and East Michigan. So I just want to make sure that I gave a shout out to West Michigan.
Oh God, West Side. I love it. Yeah. So that was on me. That wasn't on Brooke. That was me not reading the info. But anyway, Brooke, share a little bit about how you got into the real estate business and what worked for you in the beginning, and then tell us where you are now and what you're up to.
All right. So I actually got into real estate in 2010. And if you have any idea what 2010 was like in the real estate industry, everybody told me I was nuts. And I was just naive enough to not even know what that meant. I had no idea what the market, like what a good market was, a bad market was, which we know now there's really no such thing. You just kind of flow with the market and adjust with any market. But I had no idea. And so I went into real estate in 2010. I was a single mom at the time. My kids were 4 and 6. And I just had a lot of hustle, but no idea what I was doing. And so after about 6 months in the industry, I joined a team, which was probably one of the smartest things I had done. My broker had partnered me up with someone who was just really on the cusp of growing exponentially. He was probably about that 5-6 million mark and had just hired his first admin and was just growing rapidly. I was his very first agent that he had hired. And with him came a coach. And that was absolutely amazing. Very quickly was able to grow my business within his team when as a solo agent, and then grew my own real estate team. Very quickly became one of the top producing teams in our industry. I knew immediately when I had my first coach, which by the way, I've had business coaches through my entire career. I knew immediately that real estate was going to be my vehicle to coaching. I just knew this was exactly what I wanted to do. And so that was my driving force, other than, you know, obviously making an impact and serving a lot of families and showing my children what was possible. I knew I wanted to do really well because I knew I wanted to coach. And so 5 years ago, I was asked by a major brokerage within here in West Michigan that consists of about 45 offices if I would create and coach their agents throughout Michigan and Indiana. And I ended up coaching hundreds of their agents, which was absolutely amazing. And we did the research, found that the agents that actually took advantage of the coaching program along with the training did about 500%+ more business than the agents that did not take advantage of it. So, wow. Yeah, it was really incredible. And so after really getting my feet in there, I knew that I was being called to do something bigger. I wanted to coach agents everywhere. And my husband and I, a year and a half ago, opened up our own coaching company, Uncaged Potential Coaching. And now I coach agents throughout the entire nation on my terms and coach who I want and wherever I want. So it's been an amazing ride, and real estate has really been the vehicle to make all my dreams come true.
I love that. That's awesome. So when agents come to you, and I ask this a lot, I guess, of coaches, what are those agents looking for? What are they missing in their business when they come to you? And what maybe are you kind of helping them solve, or what problems are you helping them solve in their business?
Yeah. So my sweet spot for coaching is those agents that are doing around that 10 to 25 deals a year. So in my market, that would be anywhere between like 2 and 7 million. And they've hit a ceiling. They just want to do more, but they either are afraid of more chaos or being on call 24/7, which means losing more life and more time away from doing the things that they love, or they just don't have the systems in place to be able to do more sales. So they've built a business that funds a life that is fine for them, but they want to reach that next level, and they just keep hitting a ceiling and they're not sure how to break through that. And so they come to me when they really want to break through that and do like that 10, 15 million plus a year and grow their business. So that's really about the sweet spot. So I coach them doing that with having a full life. I am not the coach that is going to coach them to put in 60, 70, 80 hours a week. And I also coach on building a referral-based business.
Gotcha. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the best type. I mean, it's those people, those creating those relationships, those client relationships where your clients call you instead of somebody else being involved in their lives. But talk to us a little bit about what you're coaching on, what you're doing to help them build that referral-based business. Like, what are the main strategies and tactics that you're employing them do, or what changes are they making in their business that can set them up to receive those referrals?
Yeah. So, well, the first thing is when we think about growing our business, if we stay in the same mindset and build from that mindset, we automatically think, I just have to do more of what I'm doing. Because we're thinking about building our business from the consciousness, the exact same consciousness that got us to where we are right now. So I just have to do more of what I'm doing, which means more hours, and I need more leads, and I need more and more and more, which just feels like more chaos and more work, which sounds horrible. So it really is an inside job. It's really kind of elevating that consciousness to say, okay, what is it that I want? And more importantly, who do I need to be in order to have what it is that I desire? So everything that we do starts with first elevating the consciousness, the identity. So if I want to be a $10, $15 million producer, I have to first start thinking as a $10, $15 million producer, and then I got to start showing up as one. And so how would I act? What decisions would I make? What would I be doing right now if I were that producer? And so we do the inside work first. It's an inside out type thing, because I know for absolute certain, I can give the same playbook to two individuals and they will have drastically different results just based off what's going on between the two ears. So we have to figure out that first. What is going on? And then what we do as far as the, how do we build a repeat and referral business. Once we're through that, I think the misconception with agents is that we have to have a really wide net. We don't. We have to go deep. We have to build relationships. We have to know who's in our club, and we have to take really good care of those people. And so when we look at our database, the first thing we have to do is know that not everybody in that database is created equal. We got to look at our database and go, all right, who in my database? It's, and we hear know, like, and trust all the time, right? But what does that really mean? It means like, who's in my club? who, when I'm not around, is going to be like, oh, you want to buy a house? You got to call my girl, Brooke.
Yeah.
Right? Who's going to scream my name from the rooftops? And so those are the people that you want to be able to go really deep with. I teach them the systems to be able to go really deep with the people who are already in their club. And then we identify where is the most of their business going from or coming from, and what do they enjoy? What are they good at? What do they enjoy? Because instead of building a really wide net, why don't we just find out what you really love doing? Let's build a system around that. Because I have so many agents say to me, Brooke, what should I do to build my business? And they're very surprised when I say, what are you good at and what do you enjoy? They're like, well, no, I just want the magic sauce. Like, just tell me what to do. And I'm like, what are you good at and what do you enjoy? They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, because you have to be consistent and you've got to be willing to go deep. It's not a, there's no secret sauce. That's the beautiful thing about real estate. You can build it however you want. Like, forget about the shiny object syndrome and forget about trying to hit everybody. Like,
yeah.
Let's define who you want to work with and let's define how you want to build it and let's do it better than anybody else. Let's build a system around that.
Yeah, I love it. And on the last podcast, we had Phil Gerdes and he basically said, who are you uniquely qualified to serve? I thought it was a great way to think about it, you know, because you're basically doing the same similar thing too, as you're saying, like, who in your world would scream your name from the rooftops? Who would refer you? But let's dive into like you as a person and like, what are people liking about you? What do people, because if they don't like me, they're not going to use me. They're not going to send me to their friends. So if you don't like Jamie, you're not going to vibe with Jamie and you're not going to send Jamie any of your friends because you just don't like me or we just don't have anything in common. But so I guess you're trying to get them to, first of all, figure out their identity and then figure out how they can display that identity online or through what kind of processes and systems, a weekly email, are you coaching on that? Or how are they, I guess, creating their perfect avatar? How are they sharing their own experiences in a way that's attractive and the way that brings them business? Like, how are you telling them to actually share that information with people?
Well, it's entirely up to them. So first of all, we do have to know who our ideal client is, because just as you said, like, they might not like Jamie, they might not like Brooke, and that's 100% okay. You know, actually, I want to know who my ideal client is because I want to attract the right people. And oddly enough, I also want to repel the wrong people. I don't want to work with everybody. I don't want to work with the people who are going to be a pain in the butt for me. They're meant to work with somebody else. There's enough to go around for everybody. And so if I know exactly who I am, who my ideal client is, what my core values are, and I can start attracting my ideal client, I'm going to have a lot more fun in business than I am if I'm going to try and attract everybody and I'm not in alignment with my clients. So that's the first thing we're going to do. We're going to figure out who do I want to work with. And we're going to be very, very clear on that. We're going to attract the right clients. We're going to repel the wrong ones. And that's okay. Like, we do not have to appeal to everybody. The more that you are your authentic self in your marketing, the better. Like, stand for something. Know who you are. Yeah. And stop trying to be like this blanket that appeals to everybody. That's boring. It's not authentic. And like, who cares? Like, it's very easy to look over. So and then you said, how do you build that? Well, you can build it however you want. So when I said, like, what's your strength and what do you enjoy? What are you good at? I have agents that will come to me and they'll say, okay, most of my business came from open houses and I love throwing events. Well, that just makes sense because if you love throwing events, you probably throw a killer open house. So how do we put that on steroids? How do we make sure that you stand out as the agent that does that better than anybody else in your market? And how do we create a system around that? Let's do that better than anyone. Let's first do that. let's be known as the agent who's going to do that. And let's create systems around that. Before we start getting shiny object syndrome and trying to do everything else, let's start with where you're already getting your business. And let's do that better than anybody else. So there's three questions I ask before we start implementing any other lead source. The first one is, have I done and added as much time? Have I allocated as much time as I'm willing to this one lead source? Am I willing to add more time to this? If the answer is yes, then I ask, have I utilized all the resources for this one lead source? If the answer is yes, then I ask, are my skills as sharp as they absolutely can be for this resource? If I have answered yes to all three of those, then feel free to add on another lead source. But until you've answered yes to all three of those, don't add something else on. It makes absolutely no sense if that's where you're getting your business from and you don't have the systems in place and you're not yet the expert for it. Why add something else?
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, I guess a little while back on my Instagram, I had talked about one of my friends that owns a door-to-door steak business, right? And all these guys do all day long is they go pound on people's doors and they unload the freezer full of steak every single day, right? He's a friend of mine. So I asked the guy, I said, man, is there any chance that these people might want to reorder that steak, right? And he was like, no, man, like there's no way. There's like, that's just not the strategy or whatever. And I think the problem with that scenario, right, is the steak is just not very good. So their goal is just pound, 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 like, and get the steaks off the truck and get the freezer unloaded. And I think a lot of realtors do that with their business, right? They just pound the pavement. I'm going to do this Instagram video that's going to bring somebody new into my world, or that's going to bring somebody to the table as a buyer or as a seller, right? And that's all they're focused on. They're not focused on, like, let me look back at the 50 people who bought and sold with me last year and let me give them a call, or let me reach out to them, or let me do a campaign strategy to them to reach them. So it's silly to me to think about that most realtors kind of take that similar, I know it's different, but similar mindset to like growing their business, is they're pounding the pavement, knocking on doors, trying to get people to buy steak when you already have high quality steak in your freezer that you just go there and grab the steak and throw it on the grill and you can just have conversations. One thing, Brooke, I've been doing is I'm a big past client person. 81% of my deals last year came from my sphere of influence. I closed 52 deals last year, all of which came from 81% of those came from my sphere of influence, my past clients. And I even kind of associated each one with, okay, well, that listing, I also sold that property to that buyer, and that came from that past client, right? So really everything I've been doing over and teaching, you know, in my network as well, is been have a conversation with somebody in your sphere, but don't just call and ask them for real estate business, right? Go on social media, find out something cool that they're doing in their life that maybe you missed, because social media, you know, that you don't always see exactly what you need to see from Facebook or from Instagram or whatever, but go on their Instagram, go on their Facebook and go back a little ways and say, hey, I don't always see what I need to see on social media, but I noticed a couple months back that your son recently graduated from high school, man. Where is he going for school? And then that way you're investing in their lives. And even if you're not saying like, hey, I need real estate business, or hey, send me some real estate business, you're doing what you and I are doing, the same thing. We're trying to have that referral-based business. How can we go deep with the connections that we're building with these people? How can we call and really invest in their lives? And I don't think a lot of realtors are doing that. I feel like they're doing the door-to-door stake thing and they're saying, man, I got to pound the pavement today and get some deals, instead of picking up their phone and saying, hey, maybe somebody else like might want to do a deal, or maybe they know somebody else that they may want to do a deal with. I mean, I'm calling and I feel like every call it's been, Jamie, glad you called, because my mom just is inheriting this property and we don't know what to do with it, or my mom's going into a care facility and we need to sell her house, or, you know, my sister's moving here from another state. So it's every single call. But I'm like, realtors, even if you go 20%, 30% of that, like, you're still getting a high quality opportunity from the people you already know, like, and trust or whatever. So
100%. And so when we get into activity, that is the absolute first thing I have my clients do. So I'll actually just give you the entire lesson here. So the first thing I have them do when we get into the activity is look at your database. Again, as I said before, like, your database is not created equal, right? So the first thing you want to do when you look at your entire database is, there's the two most important parts of your database are your sales pipeline and your sphere of influence. And your sphere of influence is those A's, right? The people who know, like, and trust you and are going to scream your name from the rooftop, and your sales pipeline. Separate those out of the database, right? Your follow-up plan for your sales pipeline, because the agent who follows up with them, like, you better follow up with them like the way you say you're going to, or you're going to lose the sale. And then your sphere of influence. And your sphere of influence is, those are the people that you lead with the relationship. I have so many clients, but I don't want to call them because I don't want to sound salesy. And I'm like, don't sound salesy.
Yeah.
Like, why are you changing things? Like, just lead with the relationship. They know you're in real estate. They're your people. And so I actually have them create, and this is what I've done with all of my sphere of influence, like a favorite people questionnaire. It's super easy. What's your birthday? What's your kid's birthday? You know, what's your dog's name? What's your anniversary? What's your favorite junk food? What's your favorite restaurant? You know, and I put that in the database, put that in your CRM. Have those dates be, you know, notify you. Let them know you see them. Do something special. It takes nothing to send a birthday card. It takes nothing to send a happy anniversary text. And then the research shows that if you touch your sphere of influence 24 times a year, it doesn't have to be 24 calls a year saying, hey, do you have a referral for me?
Right.
Right? Touch them, lead with the relationship. Fill in on your data in your CRM the other touches that don't come from that favorite people questionnaire. Just fill in, like, the, if you know that they're super involved in golf, find an article on golf and text it to them. Hey, thought of you. Right? Or go to their social media and, like you said, see something interesting on their social media and send it to them, right? Lead with the relationship. And then what I do with my sphere of influence is just ask them 4 times a year. Do you or anyone that you know happen to have any real estate plans within the next 12 months? And the reason I ask and coach to ask for within the next 12 months is because there's so many realtors who will call and be like, do you have any real estate plans? And they're like, no. And they're like, oh, okay, no one in my sphere of influence wants to buy or sell. And they hang up and they're like, oh, no one wants to do anything. And I'm like, ask them about the next year.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me think about that for a minute. You know what? My parents are getting kind of elderly. They might be thinking about selling their cottage, or they might want to downsize. Cool. Are you okay if I follow up with you once a month just to inform you on the market and see if anything's changed? No, that'd be great. Thanks. You know, like, they will stop and think about their life and what could possibly happen within the next 12 months. You have just created a sales pipeline, and you can then look at your database and look and see what could possibly come up within the next year if you just follow up appropriately. But so many agents are concentrated on the right now that they're not even developing the relationships that is right within their database. They don't even know what sales could be coming up.
Yeah.
It's just, it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, I think one thing, I kind of noticed this recently too, and I've always tried to uncover, like you said, with the golf thing, the thing that people in my database truly treasure. And I think that that's the thing that I think a lot of agents miss, right? Is they kind of gloss over it in the conversation. And maybe they touched on something cool, like client who likes Taylor Swift or something like that. I can send them a, you know, a little meme with Taylor Swift, or a, you know, an article, like you said, that somebody Like, I know my client loves Taylor Swift. Or like for me, I have a bunch of friends of mine that like island style music, you know? So it's like, I'll be like, hey, this concert is coming up, we going or whatever, just joking, whatever. It just, once you touch on like what they truly cherish, that's when you find the opportunities that are awesome, you know? I always have people too, like they'll give me bottles of wine or they'll give me alcohol. Like, I don't even drink. So it's right. Like, they don't know enough about me. So even like closing gifts, right? Like you're giving somebody just a nice bottle of wine, but you're like, you didn't even spend the time to figure out, do they even drink wine? Or are they going to just put it on their counter and give it away as another gift? When you could do a custom dog collar for them and say like, man, that is, you know, with the dog's name, with a custom dog collar that says JK on it, Jamie Knight or whatever, you know, you could just say whatever. But like, that's where you take the just average relationship and you really go deep on it. And let me say, like, let me add an extra column in my CRM and say like cherish, but that's what do they actually cherish in their business? And finding out those things that like I can ask Brooke, okay, Brooke, what like do you love more than anything? I know you probably love your kids, but tell me like what Brooke loves, like what is your thing that you really enjoy doing? And that way the next time I'll call Brooke, but give us that, I guess, Brooke, as an example. What is the things like, I mean, obviously other than your kids, but what's maybe a place that you'd enjoy like going to, right? Like on a vacation, right? Where would you like love going to?
Oh, well, right now, everyone and their brother in Michigan is on spring break. So, like, stay off of social media because the beach, right? The Caribbean, anywhere with, like, the blue water and the beach, like, that is 100% my jam. So,
yeah,
I will say that. My husband spent 10 years in Colorado, and he's really got me loving the mountains, and we hike a lot, too. So, that's a big thing for us.
Yeah. And what's funny is too, is when you said that about the beach and you said that about relaxing and you said that about the experience of the beach and the blue water and everything, your smile just went across your face, right? So it's like, and I know this is a podcast, so not everybody can see it, but maybe we'll share this particular section on Instagram because it's so true that once you touch on that one thing that you're passionate about or a place that you really want to go to, like, I'm going to call Brooke and see that you went to the beach. I'm going to see it on Instagram and I'm going to call you back and be like, okay, Brooke, where'd y'all go? Tell me about it. How was the trip? What was your favorite thing to do? And then that's really a way that Brooke and I build connections together. You know, it goes deeper than just having a conversation as two real estate professionals. And I think that's what a lot of agents miss. And they just kind of push through. They're doing their calls. They're trying to touch base with people, but they aren't really figuring out what these people are like truly passionate about. They're just sending them a bottle of wine when they don't even drink. So it's that kind of stuff that like, I'm like, man, like get better at like figuring out what your people like, you know, maybe it's their grandkids. Maybe it's something unique.
Totally agree. It's about going deep. Go deep. Like people want to be seen. I always say like, what do people put on social media? The things that they want people to see, right? Yeah. It's their highlights. And so let them know you see them. We really can't miss much now. It's right in your face. You just have to take the extra step to go see what's going on with them. It's the way the world works right now. They make it pretty darn easy.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Not too hard to find out what they want.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not too hard to find out what they cherish, right? It's right there on social media. If you just pull up their social media, I know social media doesn't always show you exactly your clients and your friends, but go to their social media, look at it, see what's happening, and find out what they're cherishing. What are they posting? What are they wanting to share with their friends? And then call them or text them and say, hey, oh my gosh, I saw you're a new godparent or whatever. How's the baby doing or whatever? You know, it just, that's what I think a lot of agents are missing in their business. And I think if we get better at that, we get better at the connections. We get better at the referrals. We get better at, you know, all of those things. We're getting a little bit tight on time and I want to be respectful of your time for sure because I know a lot of people want your time and want to be with you. So Brooke, I'm going to say basically the same thing that I say on the podcast a lot is speak to an agent who had a tough 2024. Maybe they're off to a little bit of a slow start in 2025 and they're looking to grow their business. What would you tell that agent to help them grow their business? And then we will close it out.
So the first thing I would do is let's take a look at your database. Let's separate it. Let's figure out where your business did come from, right? So we would work on the identity piece. What do you want? We have to know what we want first. I would want them to look at their database first. We would separate it, find out where they want to be, what's working, and get rid of all the other shiny stuff. I hear agents try, they'll say so many times, I tried that. Oh, I tried that. Oh, I tried that. It didn't work. Oh, I tried that. I'm like, what's the system? Where's the system? You tried it once or you like tried it? Like you really actually did it for, you know, a period of time and put a system in place for it. Very, very few times do I see systems in place for realtors. And the oddest thing that most agents do not believe me on is the more disciplined I am, the more freedom I create. And so if you can create a system, which they do exist, I help a lot of agents do it, to go really deep with your sphere of influence, to go really deep and create a beautiful follow-up system, and then know where the rest of your business came from and do what you like and do what you're good at, so you do it consistently, then you can build your business however you want. You don't have to do it the way that some other agent did to have the same kind of success. If you love social media, then do social media better than anybody else. If you love events, build events better than anybody else. If you love networking, be the best networker and build a referral program better than anybody else. We are in a world of AI, and AI cannot replace your relationships. So if you are not building a relationship business, your business is in trouble. You can be replaced. But if you focus on your relationships, you will not be replaced. And so I really, really want to emphasize how important your brand and your relationships are right now. And that's not going to go away because AI can take over everything else, but it cannot replace that.
Yeah, love that. Well, Brooke, thank you so, so much for being on the podcast and sharing some of your valuable gold nuggets with us and our listeners. So I really, really, really appreciate your time. And it's been an absolute pleasure getting to connect with you on Instagram and on other platforms. And I'm so excited that we got to share some value with our listeners. So Brooke, thanks again.
Thank you, Jamie. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, guys, do us a favor. And if you're vibing with this episode, reach out to Brooke. We're going to put some of her contact information in the details of the podcast. Go follow her on Instagram. She's doing encouraging, valuable reels, just like I am almost every other day or whatever on Instagram. And do us a favor and share this podcast with a friend that may be vibing with what Brooke is putting down. So guys, I really appreciate the opportunity to be in your ears and a part of your weekly routine. Guys, we launch a new episode every Monday morning at 5 a.m. So tune in, follow the podcast, give us a great rating, share with a friend, go follow us on some of our platforms, and we'd love to absolutely help you in any way that we can. So please reach out to Brooke or I if we can ever be of service to you, because that's our goal, is to serve our community of realtors. So guys, we really appreciate you, and I hope that you guys have an amazing day.